This podcast of the Daily Buzz is brought to you by Moore Family Pharmacy. It's not just a name, it's what you get. Moore in Allegan, Hamilton, Plainwell, and South Haven. Moore Family Pharmacy. Paul Ann Decker with the Daily Buzz on Cozy. Well, if you were entertaining the idea of attending the big game here in a week or so, the average cost of a ticket on the secondary market is $7,940. The cheap seats are $3,000. Speaking of the big game, here are some prop bets. The over-under for length of time it will take Gladys Knight to sing the national anthem is 107 seconds. How many times will Jim Nance and Tony Romo refer to the Patriots tight end as Gronk? Over or under 2.5 times. You can also bet whether they'll refer to the host city as Hotlanta, and whether or not any of the halftime performers will take a knee during the show. This is interesting. According to plastic surgeons and reported in Reader's Digest, we have two body parts that never stop growing: our ears and our nose. These parts are unique in that they're made up of soft tissue and cartilage instead of bone. So the tissue continues to grow as long as we live. Surgeons say if you ever wondered why someone in their 80s seems to have really large ears, that's why. Now, this is mindless. The internet is arguing over the correct way to write the letter X. But 90% of us do it in one of two ways. Most popular is to start top left and draw the first line down, and to the right, then draw the second line from top right to bottom left. Yeah? We'll turn the page in 60 seconds. It's the Daily Buzz on Cozy. Paul Ann Decker with the Daily Buzz on Cozy. Columbia University is scheduling a seminar on inclusive education. They say one of the hallmarks is inclusive grading. That's when you let students grade themselves. Apparently, grades are the currency of a capitalistic system that reduces learning and teaching to a mere transaction. When students grade themselves, they feel less stress and anxiety and might even learn a little more. In other words, the participation ribbon generation now gets on the honor roll. Here's more mindless information. There's a debate on whether Oreos are brown or black. There really is no definitive answer, even from Oreos. They say, quote, some people think the Oreo is a shade of brown, while others view the color closer to black. So which is it really? Well, they're made from cocoa beans, which are brown, but the cocoa is processed with alkali, which darkens the powder a lot. In fact, cocoa powder with alkali is called black cocoa powder. So you decide, or not. Two 23-year-old twin sisters in California both gave birth on Sunday night, both to baby girls, both at the same hospital, and both within 3 ounces of each other. And they say they didn't coordinate getting pregnant at the same time. It just happened. The nurse who delivered the babies said she's never seen twins give birth on the same day before. Quote, they just had good timing. Here are a few random facts. The shortest number one hit ever is the song Stay from 1960, Maurice Williams and the Zodiacs. It's 1 minute, 38 seconds long. The average American spends more on their pets every year than they do on alcohol or movies. And did you know, or do you care, dogs sweat through their feet? Random facts. Well, 'tis the season for ice festivals, and next weekend there are several, including South Haven's Icebreaker, the Dwajak Ice Time Festival, and the Magical Ice Festival in downtown St. Joe. We'll be live at the one in South Haven. Of course, I'll emcee a number of events next Friday and Saturday. Let's all hope it's not going to be as bitter cold as it has been this week, though the carvings last longer that way. Knucklehead news out of Florida, where a man nearly got his behind kicked by cops who didn't find it funny when they asked his name during a trespassing arrest, only to be told his name was Ben Dover. The smart aleck, whose real name turned out to be Andrew Layton, was at a St. Petersburg park after closing time and got snarky with officers who ordered him to move along. The 22-year-old gave the phony handle, then flipped the bird at one of the officers, made a move as if he were going to throw a punch. Layton fled on foot, but was quickly apprehended and charged with misdemeanors. He'll be represented in court by the firm of Dewey, Cheatham, and Howe. The Daily Buzz. You find something buzzable? Get it to me, Paul, at WCSY.com. Leave me a message on our Facebook page. Drop things off here at the station on M140 in South Haven, across from McFadden's. Podcasts of The Daily Buzz are at WCSY.com, our website. They're on Facebook, iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. All the great podcasting outlets. Yesterday's history, tomorrow's a mystery, today's a gift. That's why it's called the present. I'm Paul Landecker. We'll buzz again tomorrow. Make it a great day.